First of all, you guys should realize everybody on campus wants to live in my house.
Yeah, we kind of figured that from the line outside.
Hey, back of the line!
Hey, no cutting in!
Hey, I'm not cutting in. What do you think, I have no manners?
What the heck's going on in here?
Well, there's a room for rent in my house, and I'm interviewing prospective tenants.
You two want to live in Dauber's house?
Dad, you know we need more space, and Dauber's house is a lot bigger than that attic room of Stewart's that we've been living in.
It is so cramped in there, we can hardly meditate.
It's not just the size. If we were to live anyplace else, we'd just have to ask you for more money.
Oh, well, good luck.
Another thing you guys should know is that everybody who qualifies to live in my house has to be able to contribute something, you know. Like some of the guys can cook, Fred's real mechanical. I manage the house because of my seniority and my extensive education.
G-Dub, we're theater majors. We don't have any skills.
Hey, we'd be willing to clean.
Clean? Huh. I've been living there for 7 years, and I don't think we've ever had anybody do that.
Monitor.
What's that all about?
Well, there's a room for rent at Dauber's place.
Gee, I didn't realize Dauber was that popular.
Hey, you know, they got three stories full of football players. There's a party every night.
Really? How much is he asking?
It's cute, Christine. That's real cute. You ready to go to lunch?
Yeah. Listen, Hayden, driving down here this morning, I had sort of a crazy little notion that I wanted to run by you.
Not Greek food.
No, this has nothing to do with you or your four taste buds. I would like to talk about my neighbor, Marion. You know, she lives right across the hall from me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her husband died about a year ago, and, well, she is just such a dear, dear person. And so I was thinking maybe we could introduce her to Luther.
Oh, gee, Christine, come on, I'd rather eat Greek again.
Why?
Because it's matchmaking. It never works.
I thought Luther was supposed to be your best friend.
Well, he's my best friend. That's why I don't want to mess him up, you know? I mean, you don't realize what he's like when he gets involved with a woman. You did not have to live through Doris Steckler, Naomi Farnsworth, Rowena Sapp.
Who are they?
The three great loves of Luther's life. And all three relationships fell apart, and I had to be there to pick up the pieces. And I got to tell you, I don't want to go through it again, okay? But if you think life has been too easy on Hayden lately, then go ahead. You just invite Luther and your friend to dinner.
So you're saying we shouldn't do anything nice for Marion and Luther because it might be inconvenient for you?
Hallelujah, let's eat.
Hey, I'm not trying to cut in. Gee, you think I'm crazy enough to live at Dauber's house again? Oh, hi, Christine. I didn't know you were here. Is this private? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Hayden, is this private?
Well, yeah, I'd like to go to lunch.
I think we should ask him.
You want to ask me to go to lunch? It's not Greek food, is it?
Luther, we wanted to ask you if you were doing anything after the game Saturday night.
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten this week's TV guide yet.
The reason we were asking is because I have this friend in Minneapolis. Her name is Marion.
Yes.
And she... Yes, what?
Yes, I want to go out with her.
Don't you even want to know anything about her?
She's a friend of Christine's. That's good enough for me.
Oh, jeez.
Terrific. I thought the four of us could have dinner together.
Yeah, what time do you want me there?
Well, I don't know. Seven?
Seven's good by me.
Well, good. Then we'll have hors d'oeuvres at my place at 7 and make a dinner reservation for 8.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Hayden?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whole thing was practically my idea.
Really? Thanks, Hayden. So, where'd the three of us going to lunch?
I can't believe this is the way we're going to spend our Saturday night.
We are not doing this for us. Remember, we're doing this for Luther and Marion.
Like that's supposed to make me feel better? I'm telling you, Christine, this evening is going to turn into a disaster, and when it does, you are going to owe me an apology.
This evening is not going to be a disaster, but if it is, I'll be happy to apologize to you. Now, why don't you put on your tie?
I don't know, just tie it to the ceiling and jump off a chair.
That'd be lovely. Luther, please come in.
Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Hayden.
Boy, talk about swanky apartment.
Oh, thank you. Did you have any trouble finding it?
I left early just to be on the safe side. I actually got here an hour ago.
Oh, you should have come up.
Well, I don't want to seem anxious. Besides, I can entertain myself. You know you got over $42 in change in that fountain downstairs? By the way, I brought you something.
Oh, Luther, thank you. How sweet. I'll go put these in water.
Hayden, how do I get Christine to give me back those flowers?
What?
Well, they were supposed to be for Marion. I brought Christine a cheese log.
A cheese log?
Yes, it's a cheese log. It's cheddar and walnuts. You're supposed to serve it at room temperature. It's been in my pocket for over an hour. It should be ready.
Well, these are just beautiful.
Those aren't for you. They're for Marion. Luther brought you a cheese log.
Cheese log. I'm sorry. I should have spoken up earlier.
Oh, no, Luther. It was my mistake. Here. Marion just lives across the hall. She can have the vase.
Oh, great. Here's your log.
I'll just grab a platter.
Well, I'm telling you, Hayden, I am really looking forward to this. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
This should go perfect with the salmon en croûte.
Actually, a cheese log goes with just about anything. So, what did you tell Marion about me?
I told her that you were very nice and that you were looking forward to this evening.
Did you tell her I'd never been married before?
I think so.
Did you think that was strange?
No.
Did you tell her I lived with a bird?
I think I mentioned it.
Did you think that was strange?
Luther, you are strange. Shut up.
No, I just want this to go well.
Yeah, well, I want it to go fast. Come on, here, eat something.
That's Marion.
Wait, stay up. Come here, let's swallow this first. Wait.
Just open the damn door.
Marion.
Christine, hi.
Marion, I would like you to meet Hayden Fox.
Hi, Marion.
Oh, hello, Hayden. I've heard so much about you.
All good, I hope.
And this is Luther Van Dam.
Oh, Luther, it's so nice to meet you.
That's nice meeting you, Marion. You're as lovely as Christine said you were.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Here. These are for you.
Oh, how thoughtful. Thank you.
So, would anybody like a drink?
Oh, yeah.
Marion, what would you like?
Oh, I don't know. Luther, what are you going to have?
Do you have a beer?
Sure.
Beer sounds like fun. I'll have one, too.
Oh, so you like beer, huh?
Occasionally.
Do you like it in the bottle or the can?
Hayden, would you like to help me?
Oh, yeah.
What would you like?
A revolver.
Would you like to sit down?
Thank you.
Do you
Christine...
think... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Christine tells me you have a very interesting job.
Yeah, well, I guess if you like football.
Oh, I do. My husband got me interested. He was a big football fan.
I'm sorry. Not that he was a fan, that he, you know, no longer can enjoy the game the way he used to. Would you like to have some cheese log?
No, thanks.
I'm sorry if I seem nervous. I guess I'm a little rusty at dating.
So am I.
Yeah, you got a really good excuse.
I think you're doing very well. I'm lucky to be getting back into dating with someone like you. You seem very easy to talk to.
Yeah, well, talking is something, you know. Football, you know, you talk a lot with a young, it comes easy for me.
How are we doing?
Oh, great.
I think we're getting along very well. Mm-hmm.
So, where are we going to go to dinner?
Well, I let Marion choose, and her favorite restaurant is a little place on Hennepin Avenue called Zorba's.
I hope everybody likes Greek.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Christine, do you have a glass that doesn't have flowers on it? You know, I need an Alka-Seltzer.
Is your stomach still upset?
I told you, I hate Greek food.
You didn't even try any last night. All you had were olives.
Yeah, well, I must have had 60 of them. I feel like I have telecephalus in my stomach.
I have no sympathy for you, Hayden. And, by the way, where is that apology you owe me? You said that last night was going to be a disaster. It was a big success.
What big success? All we did was sit and stare at each other for 3 hours.
That's all you did. The rest of us talked and had a very good time.
Well, my idea of a good time is not sitting there listening to Marion tell us about her trip to Athens while some guy in a dress plays Never on Sunday over and over and over again.
Out in the hall. Right. Boy, Hayden, even when you're obviously wrong, you won't admit it.
Well, I don't think I'm wrong. I know a great date when I see one, and Luther did not have a great date. Wow!
What?
Luther!
What about Luther?
Marion had a sleepover and Luther was invited.
What?
Yeah, I just saw Luther coming out of Marion's apartment to get her paper. He wasn't wearing anything but slacks and a smile.
Wow, that didn't take long.
Well, I can't believe it. I mean, they have one dinner and then spend the night together? Who does that?
We did that.
Okay, Christine, nitpick. The point is, now Luther's going to be goo-goo all over the Merry Widow, and I'm going to have to suffer for it. Thank you very much, Christine.
I don't have anything to feel guilty about, Hayden. I said they were going to hit it off, and they did. I'm happy, and you should be happy.
Oh, well, I'm not happy. I'm having the worst weekend of my life. What the hell have I got in my mouth?
Baklava.
Well, that's just great. That should go well with the cheese log and all the olives. No wonder Socrates poisoned himself. Probably couldn't stand the food anymore.
Here you go, Coach.
Thank you, Dom. Oh, God, it's great to eat real American food again.
Hey, there's something I want to run by you, Coach. You know how Kelly and Stuart are trying to get the room that's available in my house?
Yeah.
Last night was a vote by the selection committee, and we got a little problem.
They turn them down?
Not exactly. They're split. They all seem to like Kelly a lot, but they didn't really take to Stuart.
Really, Don? 9 football players don't like a mime?
Yeah. Well, anyway, they decided to leave it up to me, so I just want to know how you felt about it.
Well, I'm on the fellow side. I like Kelly. I can't stand Stuart.
No, I meant about what I should do.
Well, you know, I know that Stuart and Kelly need a lot more space. It sounds like to me if they do move in, they're going to be giving Stuart a pretty rough time.
I think so.
Well, then let's do it.
Oh, there you are. We've been looking everywhere for you. Hi, dear.
Hi, hon.
So tell us, please, we are dying to hear. Are we in or out?
You're in.
All right, Kay!
Oh, thank you, Dauber.
Oh, boy, 9 new friends.
Bye.
This is great. Thanks, Rumi. All right, come on, let's get our stuff together.
Oh.
Hope we're doing the right thing.
Oh, I think we did, Doc.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Coach here.
It's me. I'm just calling to tell you I don't think you have anything to worry about.
What do you mean?
I don't know if you've talked to Luther yet, but Marion just told me that even though the two of them had a wonderful weekend, that's all there was to it.
Are you sure?
Positive. They both needed just a little companionship. Trust me, there's no way a relationship is going to come out of this.
Well, that is a relief.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, I mean, you're the one who should be pleased. You were right. It was no big deal. I owe you an apology.
Then let's hear it.
That was it. See you this weekend.
Boy, Hayden, I want to thank you and Christine again for fixing me up with Marion this weekend. I don't know when I have felt more comfortable with somebody.
Oh, man, you sure look comfortable Sunday morning.
Tell me what you think of this.
Well, you're not going to believe this, Luther, but I hope that's for me.
Nope, Marion. If you don't need me this morning, I'm going to run up to Minneapolis and give it to her.
No, wait a minute. Are you crazy?
I knew you'd say that.
Well, of course I'd say that. You just met her.
Yeah, but you were with us all weekend, Hayden. I never thought I'd meet anybody in my life that I felt so right with.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about Doris, Naomi, Rowena?
Oh, come on, Hayden. Back then, I was still trying to find myself. When I was with Rowena, I was, what, 43? And when I'm at the age now, when I can't dilly-dally. My mind's made up. I'm Marion.
No, wait. I mean, what if she hasn't made up her mind? I mean, what if she says no, huh? I know you. You're going to be devastated.
Hayden, I won't be devastated. I may mope around here for 3 or 4 years, but I'll bounce back. Bye.
Hayden, what are you doing? I have to get to the studio.
You're not leaving, Christine. We have a problem.
What are you talking about?
Luther is on his way here to propose to Marion.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, yeah, he's gone crazy. He's gone nuts. I mean, he's bought a ring and everything.
How could this happen?
Because you meddled. See, now you're going to have to fix it.
How can I fix it?
Well, you get Marion on the blower there and get her over here pronto. Luther is right behind me. Come on, I passed him on the highway. It's a good thing he hasn't got his transmission fixed, or I never would have beaten him.
Oh, Marion, Christine, could you come over for a second? Great. Oh, she's going to be so upset.
Well, how do you think Luther's going to feel? He's going to have his head in the oven.
Oh. Hayden.
Yeah, come on, quick.
What is going on?
Tell her.
There's a problem with Luther. It seems he had an even better time this weekend than you did.
Yeah, he's on his way here to propose to you.
Oh, no. He had a much better time than I did.
Now, listen, Luther is my best friend, okay? A very sensitive guy. I just don't want to see him hurt.
Neither do I. What do you want me to do?
You wouldn't consider marrying him, would you?
Oh, Hayden.
What? I mean, she could do worse.
Oh, Hayden, this is insanity.
Well, it's all we've got.
If I misled Luther, I'm genuinely sorry. I'm glad that you told me this so I have a few minutes to get my thoughts together before...
Oh, God.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. Okay, what are we
going
to do?
Oh, well, Marion is going to talk to him, and you and I are going to go into the kitchen and wait in the hall.
Can I? Listen, just let him down easy, huh? If you got to let him down easy, just make it quick.
There you are. Well, what are you doing in there?
I was watering Christine's plants. You want to come in?
Yeah.
This is a nice surprise. It's so ironic that you would drop by because I was going to call you today.
You were?
Yes. I just wanted to tell you.
Again. What a wonderful, wonderful time I had this weekend.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I...
In fact, it was so wonderful, it was scary.
Yeah, I know what you mean. What do you mean?
Well, wonderful as it was, I was thinking this morning how it's just been a year since Bill died, and it scared me a little how fast we seem to be going. And not that I didn't help that along. I did. But I just wanted to make sure that we were both clear about how each of us was feeling.
Well, I know I'm clear on how I'm feeling.
Well, I think I'm clear on how I'm feeling, too.
You know, I have a feeling we're not feeling the same thing.
How do you think it's going?
Well, I think Luther's having his guts handed to him on a platter.
Well, I have a lot of faith in Mary, and I'm sure she'll find a gentle way to handle this.
No, Christine, I just hope you're satisfied, because everything I said would happen has happened. You now owe me the biggest apology in the history of apologies.
I know I do. I'm sorry.
Oh, dig deeper, Cookie.
I hope you understand it's not you.
Oh, sure, I understand. I can't say I'm not crushed beyond belief, but at least you kept me from making a fool out of myself. I don't know. I guess this whole dating thing is just not a good idea for me.
Oh, Luther, I don't think you realize what a valuable commodity you are. A man your age, single, attractive, healthy, earning a good living. Do you know how many women my age are dying to meet a man like you?
How many?
6 in my bridge club alone.
Seriously?
Probably another dozen at my church.
That's 18.
Probably another 4 or 5 in this building.
18 and 4?
And I don't know how many more in my ballroom dancing class.
Could you find out?
I am more sorry than any human being has ever been or ever will be from now until the end of time. I am more sorry than any human being has...
What are you doing here?
I'm painting the hall. What do you think? How'd it go in there?
Well, it didn't go the way I wanted, but it worked out okay.
I was just explaining to Luther what a hot property he is.
Mary's going to have a party next weekend and introduce me to a whole room full of women.
Well, isn't that nice?
I thought we were going fishing next weekend.
Well, I am. Not with you.